Blog Talk Radio.
Presidential candidates. Well, they're saying that due to the nonsense that Donald Trump is portraying and some of the accusations that are being portrayed toward him concerning his womanizing and all the things that he has done in the past concerning sexual assaults, that it seems like he's helping Hillary to have a tremendous edge. And then there's others who are saying that Hillary, they don't know what to believe. Well, I want to set the record straight. It's time to get off of the email kick. That's right. It's time to get off the email. Some of you that are listening, if some of your emails were known, you would probably be in a heap of trouble as well. But Donald Trump, I tell you, I don't want to be biased, but I guess I am because of the United States. What in the world would this particular country be like? He is said so much. He has not left anything unturned. You don't know really what to believe, what he would do. He keeps saying he's got a plan for this, got a plan for that. He'll do this, he'll do that. But I don't know. It's an indication of what is yet to come, which I feel is something that is just totally non-presidential. And it really doesn't give anybody the proper opportunity to wonder, but just to continue to speculate. Yes, to speculate concerning this man and his president of the United States of America. You know, you have to make a decision. I think it's kind of quite evident to kind of know where I'm leaning. I do believe that you should exercise your right to vote. I believe that you should vote. I believe that you should take a sincere look at the candidate of your choice, and then you should make your decision based on who you feel would be able to serve our country as the commander-in-chief. I think that that's something that you need to seriously think about. But I don't think a lot of people, for the time being, really care anymore. I think most people have just made up their mind, and they pretty much know what they're going to do. But I want to give you a prediction. This is my prediction here on Straight Talk. Yes, I'm giving you a prediction. First of all, the election will be held November the 8th, 2016. 8 represents new beginnings. That's a fact. It is always new beginnings, the number eight. Now, when you think in terms of the presidential candidates, who has the opportunity to offer new beginnings? Well, let's look at this. There's never been a woman as president of the United States of America. Not that women hasn't run for that office. Chisholm was one of them. And Geraldine Fornero ran for vice president with Walter Mondale. But I think that if Hillary Clinton was elected, notice what I said, elected, not selected, as president of the United States, this is new. It would be a new beginning. So I predict that is quite different, and it's a standout. If Donald Trump became president of the United States, that would not be new. It would be new in the sense of the fact that a TV celebrity and also a businessman switched over to politics and ran and won the nomination and became president of the United States. But there has been 43 white male men as president. That's nothing new. Barack Obama, who was the 44th president of the United States, that was new. He was the first African-American, first person to be elected twice, I might say. That was new. And eight, in biblical numerology, represents new beginnings. My prediction is that here it is. Hillary Clinton will become the first female president of the United States of America. It's new. It's something that has never happened before. And that's my prediction based on that. That's right. I also believe that it shall come to pass. Could be wrong. Come November the 8th, on election day, you could prove me different. But that's my prediction, that she will be elected the president of the United States. Oh, you say, well, how could you say something like that? I say that because I believe that. I do. I believe that. Now, let's talk about the election in itself. There are all kind of claims that the election is going to be rigged. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. There's all kind of claims that Russia, the Russians are interfering with our electoral process. I believe that. But I believe that our democracy is so strong. I believe that it's so committed to the extent that it will not be sabotaged by those who wish to do otherwise. I just believe that. I do, with all my heart. So, you watch the debate. You watch the debate. This is the final debate that's going to be held. And I think that if you haven't made your mind up, it's time you make your mind up. Because this debate will give you some clear indication of who you would like to see as president of the United States of America. This has been one presidential electoral process that has just been beyond norm. It really has. And I think that a lot of Americans are fed up and they're tired and they're ready for it to be over with. That's what I'm hearing. So on November the 8th, we'll know. And you got my prediction. Yep, you got my prediction. That's what I believe in. But I want to tell you something. We're encouraged that we have a big part to play in it. Number one, we should pray. We should pray. We should pray, and we should thank God for his choice to be manifested. The scripture tells us that promotion comes neither from the east nor the west, but God is the judge. He set it down one and put it up another. So it's an opportunity for us to see the divine purpose of what's in store for us. And we'll know time where we have to do the best thing, which is to trust in God, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. And one thing about when you put your trust in God, he has a way of revealing the truth. Because the scripture says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Freedom is something that we all take for granted. And being the president of the United States, tremendous position of influence where the freedom of others should not be taken for granted. But you have to make countless numbers of decisions to represent the truth. If you look at President Barack Obama, before he came into office, you saw he was fresh looking. He was looked ageless, had a head full of black hairs on top of his head. You look at him now, he seems like he is aged, and he has turned gray. Because that position is a prominent position that has a lot of tedious decision making that has to be done day and night. Day and night. And so anybody that gets that position, that they're just going to have an easy road. No, the presidency of the United States is definitely no easy road. It's not. And so I want to encourage everybody, don't just rely off of what my prediction is or who. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. That's just my prediction. A prediction is the possibility of an indication that might take place. And that's my prediction. That's who I believe will be, based on the fact of the 8th of November, which represents new beginnings. It does. You know, this country has come through a lot just to be able to have an election of such. And I know that the formation of this country has gone through a lot. It really has. The struggle for freedom, the struggle to exercise one's choice and to exercise one's right is so important. I recently, over the past week, watched a renowned movie called, stellar movie, it's called The Birth of a Nation. And it portrayed and featured the life of Nat Turner. Nat Turner, a young preacher man who learned how to read by reading the scriptures, who was befriended in his reading and became quite a profound preacher as well as reader. You see him as he reads the scripture, he has a vast understanding of what the scriptures mean. And he learns that in the scriptures, it portrays God as a God of justice, of liberty, and life for all. And that for everything that's negative, such as slaves, serve your masters, there's something in there that's positive. Masters, treat your servants with respect. And he comes to realize that there's a lot of injustice that is being taken place toward the slaves. Comes in a spirit of rebellion. He rebels against the system because he knows that this is not the way to treat a human being. And he rebels against the times of improper conduct that is displayed to slaves. And he, even though as a preacher he encourages the people, he eventually rises up for change to come, to make a difference, in which he does. And he leads a rebellion that takes place and leads the slaves to fight for their freedom. Well, their fight doesn't last long because even though they did much harm and damage to the plantation owners, they're overtaken and overcome. Strong retribution against the slaves because they have not captured the rebellion leader, which is Nat Turner. And what society does is go on a killing spree until they're able to catch him. Yes. And put many innocent people to death, men, women, children. They literally hang them until Nat Turner finally gives up and turns himself in and is hung and his body parts dismembered. I tell you, that story was overwhelming. It was a powerful story to see how this freedom fighter fought for change. Yes, he did. And that's what the office of the presidency is. It's an office where you have to seek to preserve the liberty and justice for all, with the realization that all men are created equal and endowed with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Presidential race, when you see the tenets of selfishness prevail, when you see the promotion of self and celebrity more so than we the people standing together, realizing that it's better together than apart, I think it says a lot. So, back again, I've given my prediction who I believe will be the next president of the United States of America. I know it seems like that it will be business as usual, but God is a God of change, and God will always allow justice to overcome injustice every time. So I want you to really do your homework. I want you to watch the debate. I want you to sincerely take a look at who's running. Listen to their platform. Digest what they have to say. Have a vast understanding that you want to do the right thing and that you are going to do the right thing. That's so important. So important. And I want to encourage you to do the right thing. On November the 8th, cast your vote for the conscience of your choice. It's so important. there are all kinds of different things that will be going on. But don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Don't give up. Don't give in. Be steadfast. Be courageous. Know that change does come. And so we here at Straight Talk, we're committed to speaking truth. We're committed to taking a stand. And the stand we take is one where the tenets and the benefits of life, liberty, and justice for all can make a difference. We want that to happen. And you want it to happen. We do. We don't want to give up. We don't want to give in. But we want to stand firm. Stand firm. Let's do that. Because it does make a difference. Don't worry about this democracy. This democracy is going to be all right. Sure, there's a lot of things that are going on that concerns us and confronts us. And many times we don't know what to do. But we can do the right thing. We can. And we just gotta be strong and don't give up. Don't give up. And don't give in. Because it does make a difference. It does make a difference. It does make a difference. This has been Stan Macklin with you today, talking about Straight Talk concerning the presidential debate that's coming up and who I predict is going to be the president, the next president of the United States of America. And let me say this here in parting. President Obama has been an outstanding president. I think that he'll go down in history, he and Michelle, as one of the two of the greatest people that ever occupied that White House. He inherited a situation where financially it seemed like it was impossible. But he didn't allow that to worry him. He kept right on working, trying his best to work with Congress to make a difference, and he did. Where progress was made, changes did come. And I believe that it will go down in history where he was one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America, along with First Lady Michelle Obama. So, thank God for him and his opportunity to represent the people. And we'll continue to trust that Father knows best, and the next president of the United States, hopefully and prayerfully, will do their best as well. This has been Stan Macklin on Straight Talk, and thank you very much for listening. And don't forget to tune in, Presidential Debate. Make your choice and support the candidate of your convictions. Have a beautiful day. And remember, that is not the outlook that makes a difference. It's the uplook that will take you through and take you to the next level in life. And God bless you and have a very good day. This is Stan Macklin with Straight Talk.